Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, and welcome to the Indoctrination Podcast. This is a Patreon bonus episode to thank our Patreon members. We are so grateful to you. Today, we're talking about something that sounds neutral, but actually touches on how people are recruited and persuaded and sometimes harmed by groups and individuals who want to change them. This episode is about the tactics that missionaries and recruiters use and the psychology behind why those recruitment tactics work. So before we start, this episode talks about manipulation and control and emotional pressure. And if any of it feels too heavy, please take care of yourself and pause the episode or step away and come back when you are ready. Okay, let's get started. So what do I mean by missionary tactics? When I say missionary tactics or recruitment tactics, I'm not only referring to religious missionaries. I mean any organized or semi-organized effort to persuade people to adopt new beliefs or identities or behaviors. And that could be religious groups, political movements, wellness communities, multi-level marketing organizations, even intense online communities, and so on. So missionary tactics are the set of methods used to attract people and keep them engaged and get them to change. Some of these tactics are gentle and harmless, and others are layered, absolutely intentional, and can be harmful. Today, I'll walk you through the common tactics I see and why they work on the human brain, warning signs of them also, and what to do if you or someone you know is involved. So let's imagine someone named Alex. Alex is new in town and looking for friends. And at a farmer's market, I'm crafting the story as I go on, a friendly person invites them to a free workshop that promises community and meaning. And Alex goes. So people are warm and welcoming and everyone shares personal stories and Alex leaves feeling like they found something special with special people. Over the next few weeks, Alex gets invited to more events and conversations move from small talk to deeper confessions. The group's leaders offer an explanation for Alex's loneliness, a solution that involves deeper involvement with the group, of course. Alex starts to spend more time there, and friends outside the group notice a change in Alex, and Alex brushes them off. Soon, they're being asked to recruit others, donate money, and limit time with old friends and family. And this is a simple pattern. It's not dramatic. It can happen over time. But it shows how people can be drawn in step by step. So here are the most common tactics used in these kinds of recruitments. And I'll explain each one. So you have the warm welcome, otherwise known as love bombing. Newcomers are showered with attention and compliments and invitations. This feels great, and it builds a fast sense of belonging and trust. Then you have gradual commitment. Requests start small. A meeting, a small favor, and they grow slowly because people like to be consistent with their past actions. They will keep saying yes to the next requests. And then there's high emotional sharing. The group encourages deep personal talk early on. Emotional connection speeds trust. And when you hear someone reveal a vulnerability, you feel closer to them. And when you reveal a vulnerability in front of people, you feel closer to them too. And then there's controlled information. New members are subtly steered towards group-approved ideas and away from criticism. Sometimes it's through explicit teaching. Other times it's by social pressure or by making outside sources look less trustworthy. Then there's the us versus them framing. The world is presented as having outsiders and insiders. And of course, insiders are good, enlightened, and safe. Outsiders are misled or dangerous or incomplete. People you need to stay away from for your own good. You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love.